The coffee tree is a native of Eastern Africa, but it was in Arabia that it first became known to the people of Europe, and until about the year 1700 A.D., that country afforded the entire supply. Then the coffee seeds found their way to Java by means of some traders, and one of the first plants grown on that island was sent as a present to the governor of the Dutch East India Company, who lived in Holland. It was planted in the botanical gardens at Amsterdam, and in a few years seeds taken from it were sent to South America, where the cultivation of coffee has steadily increased, extending to the West Indies, until now the offspring of this one plant produce more coffee than is obtained from all the other plants in the world. The plant is an evergreen, and is from 6 to 12 feet high, the stem being from 10 to 15 inches in diameter. The lower branches bend down when the tree begins to grow old, and extend themselves into a round form, somewhat like an umbrella, and the wood is so pliable that the ends of the largest branches may be bent down to within 2 or 3 feet of the earth. The bark is whitish and somewhat rough. A tree is never without leaves, which are at small distances from one another and on almost opposite sides of a bough. Blossoms and green and ripe fruit may be seen on the same tree at the same time. When the blossom falls off, there grows in its place a small green fruit, which becomes dark red as it ripens. This fruit is not unlike a cherry, and is very good to eat. Under the pulp of this cherry is found the bean, or berry we call coffee, wrapped in a fine, thin skin.